Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Daled Amud Beis, on the fifth line, Tani Rabbi Yosi. Tani Rabbi Yosi Oime, Kvi Eime Chasen Es Damoi, Mepnei Shu Sofek, Ma Im Mila Shevidaya, Doicha Es HaShabbos, Ein Sveika Doicha Es HaShabbos, Kisui Hadam, Shein Vadayav, Doicha Es HaShabbos, Dinu Shlo Yidche Sveikoi Es Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi says in the Baisa, one may not cover the blood of a kvi that was slaughtered on Yom Tov, as it is doubtful if it's required. If Mila, that when it's certainly the eighth day, it overrides Shabbos, but if it's doubtful, it does not override Yom Tov, covering the blood that when the obligation is certainly does not override Shabbos, certainly if its obligation is doubtful, it should not override Yom Tov. When Mutla Shreit B'Shabbos asks the Gemara, is it permitted to slaughter on Shabbos? How could the Baisa mention that the certain obligation to cover the blood does not override Shabbos? Rabbi Yosi Amala Stam, Rabbi Yosi Bebun, B'Shem, Rabbi Yerichanan, B'Sheichet L'Chayle. Rabbi Yosi answers himself, and Rabbi Yosi Bebun quoted Rabbi Yerichanan as answering that he slaughtered for a dangerously sick person. Amulai, V'Hawei Shoifa Shebegvulim Yechiach She'en V'Doyev Doicha Shabbos, V'Hawei Sveikoi Doicha Yom Tov. A question to Rabbi Yosi is that we can disprove it from the case of blowing the Shoifa outside of the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. Even when the obligation is certain, it does not override Shabbos, but if the obligation is doubtful, it overrides Yom Tov. Ma Sofik Yesham, Yom Chol Hu Yitka, Yom Tov Hu Yitka. The Gemara says the question, what's the case of doubtful obligation? 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are observed because of a doubt as to which day is actually Yom Tov. Whichever day it actually is, let him blow. If it's a weekday, there's certainly no prohibition involved in blowing. He should blow it, and if it's Yom Tov, he should blow it as well. Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rav Acha, b'andruginus shetoka. Rabbi Chanina quoted Rav Acha as answering that the doubt is because it's an androgynous who is blowing and it's doubtful whether an androgynous is male or female. V'tani kein, androgynous moitzias minoi ve'eina moitzias she'eina minoi, tumtum eina moitzias loyas minoi ve'loyas she'eina minoi. And we bring a support to that from the Baisa, and an androgynous can cause another androgynous to fulfill his obligation, means he can blow for another one, but cannot cause another type of person to fulfill his obligation. A tumtum, whose organs are covered with skin, it cannot be seen whether they are male or female, cannot cause anyone to fulfill the obligation, even another tumtum, as perhaps this tumtum is female and the other one is male. Rav Yosi boy imba androgynous shetoka, bada the tani ein lo tshuva. Rav Yosi asked, if the case is when an androgynous blows the shofar, would Rav Chiya have told Rav Yosi that there's no way to answer it? Rather, ideally, an androgynous cannot blow. Amav Avin ze echad midalad drom shayu b'chia gobel oime ein lahem tshuva. As Rav Avin said, that this is one of the four cases about which Rav Chiya the Great would say that there's no answer. V'heishiv v'loza v'noishiv v'loza hakafal ma imila she'ein sveika doicha yom tov. She should say she'ein viduyo doicha es leile yom tov. Tamei b'kisei adam she viduyo doicha es leile yom tov. Ho viduyo doicha es leile yom tov. Dinu sheyidche sveikoi es yom tov. The son of Rav HaKfar responds, if Mila, that when its obligation is doubtful, it does not override Yom Tov, when its obligation is certain, it does not override the night of Yom Tov, covering the blood, that when its obligation is certain, it overrides the night of Yom Tov, certainly when its obligation is doubtful, it overrides Yom Tov. V'kamta kamada sarachd l'rabonon tadmai v'kashis b'dehoin kein sarach l'rabonon achroi v'kashis b'dehoin. This matter remained unresolved because of the question of Rabbi Chiya HaGadol. The later Rabbonim remained with the same question that the earlier Rabbonim had asked. Abdata Rav Acha, androgynous moitzias minoi b'tchila, called Rav Acha, who said that the Chacham successfully responded from androgynous, it is ideal for an androgynous to blow the shofar for another androgynous. Abdata Rav Yosa l'sha'aba, and according to Rav Yosa, who said that it was not a valid response, then it's not an ideal thing. The Mishnah taught that they both agree that if he already slaughtered without preparing the earth, he should dig with a spade and cover it, as ash from a stove is considered prepared for this. This refers to when the ashes were burnt before Yom Tov, but he may not use ashes that were burnt on Yom Tov. This is only the case when he has not yet slaughtered. But if he's already slaughtered, it's better to take ashes burnt on Yom Tov rather than dig with a spade and cover. Chevai Amin Chevaya says that the positive mitzvah of covering the blood overrides the negative mitzvah of refraining from melacha on Yom Tov. According to Yona, who said that a positive mitzvah overrides a negative mitzvah, then it's fine as it applies even if the two mitzvahs are not written together in the Torah. But according to Rav Yossi, who said that a positive mitzvah only overrides a negative mitzvah when they're written together, why did they permit melacha on Yom Tov in order to cover? The Gemara answers, since he began the mitzvah of slaughtering, we tell him to finish it. Rav Zeira asked, if a monkey carved a bowl on Yom Tov, is it muktzah? Rabbi Yosef Rav Bun answered that Rabbi Zeira and Rav Hamnuna disagreed. One said that it is muktzah, and the other one said that it is permitted. Mandama asa nasika muktzah shayavash v'la yodabai. The reason for the one who prohibits is because it's like muktzah, which is drying fruit that dried, and he was not aware of it. Mandama muta nasika tevel shetikna shegeg, and the reason for the one who permits it is because it's like tevel, which is untithed produce that was accidentally tithed. Mandama muta mau lishtamesh al gav makayma. The Gemara asks, according to the one who permits, would one be able to use the area of the groove on the ground made by the bowl? The Gemara answers, one may never use the space on the ground lest he come to flatten the ground.